Jesus in a pink tutu. Capello, Brainerd in a full fader with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, the West Coast, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars to talk about Zach Attack, of course, Young, and Mr. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Our guests in this hour will include the world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, and the heavyweight champion of numbers, Mr. Charles Day. That's right. Plays by JAY.com. The host will be here in a couple of minutes. Charles Day talking sports. Straight up, this is Sports Over in America. The weekend edition, we've got open phone lines. You want to talk sports? We can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So we're talking Major League Baseball, Major League, the NFL. We'll talk a little golf as well, some soccer. And John Oliver will be with us tonight as well. So you're tuned to Sports Over in America. The weekend edition. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill. For the next hour, we'll grill people. We'll have some fun. And we'll talk a little sports as well. Open phone lines, coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Over in America. Johnny Taco is All Stars live from the West Coast on Sports Byline.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Elected officials, whether at the local, state, or federal level, these are the men and women who diligently make us look like f***ing idiots for electing them. Let's meet one in our ongoing series, People Who Somehow Got Elected. This week's person who somehow got elected, Paula Page, governor of Maine, the state that has been overseeing a nonstop lobster genocide since 1820. Since coming to power 5 years ago, brash Tea Party vet conservative Paula Page has been busy, mostly fighting with his state's legislature, to which he's issued a record number of vetoes, over 400 and counting. But he's probably best known for the unusual things he says, like these remarks about drug dealers many took to be racist.
These are guys of the name D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys that come from Connecticut, New York.
Okay, first, no self-respecting drug dealer has ever called himself Smoothie. And second, we haven't even gotten to the racist part yet.
Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave.
There it is. And LePage later offered a recommendation for how Maine's gun owners could combat the drug trade.
Everybody in Maine, we have constitutional carry. Load up and get rid of the drug dealers.
Encouraging vigilantes to mow down criminals isn't a sound law enforcement strategy. It's the exact plot of the movie Death Wish 3. But for people who live in Maine, statements like these from their governor are not surprising. You see, while most humans possess a thin barrier that stops thoughts from immediately exiting their brain as words, Paula Page does not. Like when he sent a message to the NAACP.
Tell him to kiss my butt.
Or complained about immigrant workers in his state.
Do you ever try to say what's so special today from somebody from Bulgaria? And the worst ones if they're from India.
Or describe the diseases he thinks refugees would bring to Maine.
What happens is you get hepatitis C, tuberculosis, AIDS, HIV, the Zika fly.
And here, LePage is wrong, because Zika fly populations have actually decreased dramatically in Maine in recent years, owing primarily to the fact that Zika flies are not a real thing and do not exist. But LePage saves his finest remarks for his political opponents, like when he criticized a state lawmaker in the most graphic possible terms.
Senator Jackson claims to be for the people, but he's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
That's right. He just implied former state senator Troy Jackson was subjecting mayors to an unlubricated f***ing. But hold on. Oh, he's coming back to say something else.
That comment is not politically correct, but we got to understand who this man is. This man is a bad person.
As a result of his mouth-forming words, Paul LePage is in a near-constant state of apology.
Governor LePage is apologizing.
The governor apologized.
Governor Paul LePage met with Jewish community leaders this morning to apologize again.
I do apologize for offending anyone, particularly the loggers.
I apologize to all the Maine women.
Governor LePage apologizing to the son of a Bangor Daily News political cartoonist. LePage sent Nick Danby a handwritten letter apologizing for joking that he wanted to shoot Danby's father.
That is a weird letter to receive. Sorry, I said I wanted to shoot your dad. Love the governor. And yet Paul LePage insists there's a rational explanation for everything he said in his career.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys. I am not a polished speaker, but I have a heart. You can take the kid off the street, but you can't take the street out of the kid.
I may not be very articulate because I came from the streets.
But Paul LePage does have a point. He's not one of those politicians who'll think one thing and say another. He'll always tell you exactly what's on his mind, no matter how horrifying it is. And that is why Paul LePage is, incredibly, a person who somehow got elected.
This is Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
Only in the world of the NFL can you weigh 300 pounds and tell you, guess what, gain some more weight. Talk about the Chicago Bears center, Hronis Burcu. Of course, he weighed like 290, 285 last year, and number 55 for the Bears, I said the center. You know, you would think at 300 pounds he'd be big enough. They wanted him in at 315, 320. He came in about 307. We'll see what happens for that. But the bottom line is, it wasn't his size. I watched a couple of his moves last year, and it wasn't his size. If they expect him to start this year, I think they're pushing him a little bit too far. He just doesn't have the mechanics down yet as an NFL player. Bottom line is, we're talking NFL. Let's go to Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Dom, what's happened in the world of the National Football League?
You know, not a whole lot right now. You're starting to get, you know, your rookie OTAs, your rookie mini camps, and guys are, you know, players and rookies are just really starting to touch the field for the very first time. There's not a whole lot of overly, you know, compelling storylines. I think the one main thing right now is Jalen Ramsey from the Jaguars actually injured his knee. They don't think it's a torn ligament at all, but if you recall last year, their first round pick, Dante Fowler Jr., tore his ACL in their very first minicamp. So there's obviously a lot of concern for Jalen Ramsey's health and if he'll be able to help the Jaguars this season.
Okay, speaking of the NFL, I got to run this by my buddy Zach. New Orleans Saints, he also owns the Pelicans as well. The owner, Tom Benson, claimed this week that his kids tried to kill him a couple of months ago. He said this in a deposition that was taped on March 28th, that his kid tried to kill him, and now he's keeping his kids away from owning both the teams. Zach, we've heard some crazy stuff before, but I know your stepfather, Donald Sterling, is one of the craziest guys in owning all sports franchises. Is this guy a nut too?
That definitely seems like he might be. You know, like, that's not a normal thing that happens, your kids plotting to kill you.
I don't think so. No way, no how. Now, where are the 49ers going to quarterback this year? Where are they going, Dominic? Who's going to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers this year?
Chip Kelly says it's going to be an open competition, but I think right now Blaine Gabbert's got the inside track. Until we really see how Kaepernick has recovered from off-season shoulder surgery, it's hard to, you know, assume that he's going to be in any condition to be the starting quarterback, especially given his struggles last year. So
Zach,
I'm sorry.
Zach, how do you go 5 yards from winning the Super Bowl to being a turd the next year in the NFL?
You know, I think it was a number of factors. You know, he had that new coach who wasn't exactly the best coach, to put it mildly.
That was the guy that ordered all the pizzas, wasn't it?
Yeah, he kept Amici's afloat through some, you know. He definitely did that. But I think that played a big role. You know, you go from Harbaugh to just some assistant guy who was really unproven. And Harbaugh, I mean, he continued his success at Michigan and kind of turned that program around in a year's time. So I think that played a big role. He was also injured, so I don't think he was quite himself. I mean, he had several injuries, so it will be interesting to see how he does this year if he does end up starting, because Chip Kelly seems to be maybe the ideal coach for somebody like Kaepernick.
Dominic, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the guy the 49ers passed on in 2005 to draft Alex Smith, number one. Oh, my God, I'm still hurting over that. Anyway, he's defending his play calling. Of course, talk about that stuttered call, the stuttered step he has, the stuttered count he has as he approaches third down, or if a guy's, you know, third down and one, third down and a half yard, he gets guys to jump across the line. Some clown wrote in the newspaper that he thought it was unprofessional, and he thought it was, like, uncool. He didn't think it was cool as far as football was concerned. And then you know, I think that Mr. Lambeau up there, he had the greatest comeback, Mr. Rodgers. You're literally too stupid to insult. What do you think of that one?
Aaron Rodgers is completely right. That's the nature of the game. If you can get the defense to give you a free first down, why on earth wouldn't you do it? Especially, we see how bad teams can struggle trying to convert third downs, especially third and short. If Aaron Rodgers wants to, you know, hard count and get the defensive line to jump and give his team a free first down, three free plays, why not do it? Every team does it. It's astonishing that they'd go and pick Aaron Rodgers, who's arguably a top five quarterback in the league, maybe even top three if we really want to get into a debate. The fact that you go after him for doing it is absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, I have to tell you this. Aaron Rodgers is probably the best. Is he the best quarterback in football right now as far as consistency is concerned, Zach?
He might be. I mean, at least in terms of, you know, like Tom Brady's kind of getting up there in age, and he has some off games now, like more than he used to. I mean, Cam Newton is definitely up there. But if I had the game on the line, I think at this point I'd still trust Aaron Rodgers more than Cam Newton. I think he's more clutch than Cam Newton is.
Cam Newton, woof, woof. Today, guess whose birthday it was today? Lawrence Turow. Who's Lawrence Turow? Mr. T. That's right, Mr. T. Remember him from the A-Team, of course, all that kind of good stuff on TV, and then being Leon Spinks' bodyguard. Well, in 1988, he called me out at the Reno Convention Center, someplace up there. He said to me, "Fool, who are you?" And I said, "Man, don't talk to me that way. Who the hell do you think you are, Lawrence?" So I shut him up there. Then I was at a party later on in 1988, in Las Vegas, and Lawrence Turow said to me, "You can't get in here, man. Media people don't get in no party." And I had this chick who was on my arm. She was like a 14 out of a 10. So anyway, I looked at her. I looked at him. I said, "Step out of the way, Lawrence. Please, step out of the way. My name's not Lawrence, because that's what your mother named you. How do you know? How do you know?" Anyway, I had dog Mr. T. Mr. T turned 64 today. Mr. T, Lawrence, Leon Spinks' bodyguard. Remember Leon Spinks, the former world heavyweight champion? Speaking of heavyweight champ, we're talking combat sports a little bit later tonight. Cadwallader Jimenez is with us. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez celebrating his birthday as well. We'll talk about his birthday present just a little bit later. He's dogging us on that. You haven't heard him say it yet, right? Mom probably gave him like a six-pack of Coke or something. Seriously, a stuffed animal, you know, maybe a teddy, maybe some negligee, something like that. You don't never know how Dominic swings. You are tuned to Sports Over in America, the weekend edition live from the West Coast on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Works for me.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Weekend comes around. Gang is begging. 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Time to check in with a man from PlaysByJay.com. PlaysByJay.com, Mr. Charles J. Charles, how's life treating you, buddy?
How are you?
I'm excellent, man. Everything good down there in Florida?
Yeah, everything's rainy, but good.
Okay. What's happening with the playoffs here? Cleveland lost tonight. Is that just a burp or a speed bump as far as LeBron and his team are concerned?
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, I thought that this was the sort of I want to call it a gimme game, but I mean, it was, after Toronto kind of was flat the first two games, this was the game that they had to come back a little stronger at home, and this may be their only game to win in this series. I just think that fundamentally they haven't been getting it done, and Cleveland was the team that didn't really bring very much to the table tonight or last night.
As far as Cleveland's concerned, I've still been waiting for this LeBron moment, this LeBron moment to come out for him to like step out and do something Superman, super like amazing, and he hasn't done that yet. Is he due? Is he going to do that? Is the team around him more balanced where he doesn't have to do that anymore?
Well, in the playoffs, yes, it's been balanced. And it's actually been, if you want to take it through the first two games of the series against the Toronto, it's been kind of perfect what they've been doing. I mean, this is a team that they went out there and they demonstrated that they could make three-pointers in profusion against the opposition. And that is one of those kind of things that it will naturally open the doors up for players to operate in the gaps on the inside. And that's LeBron's territory. LeBron is not a real three-point bomber out there. And he's not the kind of guy who's going to have to shoot from long range. But here's a team that was averaging almost 17 triples a game through the first two series, and in the first two games against Toronto, they only had 41 total attempts at three-pointers, and they pretty much went back to where the percentage that they were at during the regular season, or right, actually a little bit below that. But because they had shown that they could do it, this is what now opened things up for LeBron and other players to attack the rim a little bit more, and Toronto was not doing a really good job of protecting that.
So how's this play out still numbers-wise? Are the Warriors still the team to beat?
I think that the Warriors, in the minds of many, took command with that game two victory. But I don't know that people aren't wouldn't be jumping to conclusions there. I would be very concerned that I had a very dangerous team in front of me if I was Golden State. They are a three-point favorite at Oklahoma City for Sunday, and they are minus 350 to win the series, which means you have to – and, of course, there are all different sources for this. I'm just looking at one source, which means you got to lay 7-2 on the Warriors. But I have to tell you that Oklahoma City came into this series, all right, Mr. Taco, with two victories at San Antonio on the road, and then, of course, they won Game 1 at Golden State. Now, you're talking about two teams that between them had lost only three games at home previous to this. So this is a team that is for real. This is not a fluke. They have strong upfront people, and you've got to go there and you've got to rebound with them. And that's the one thing Golden State did in the second game was They had 15 offensive rebounds, which represents a huge bump over what they were doing against Oklahoma. I mean, they Golden State, during the regular season and through the first game of the series, had only grabbed 15% of the available offensive rebounds, and that's the lowest figure they've had against any team this season. But they had 15 offensive rebounds in Game 2. Oklahoma City only had 7, and Oklahoma City is the NBA's best in that department. So there was that reversal in that game, and that was obviously one of the factors that fundamentally gave Golden State a huge edge. And, of course, the game was pretty much over early, and everybody got into the game.
We talked about this a little earlier, the fact that Steph Curry is one of the biggest show-offs in the world of sports. I mean, he really dogs guys after hitting those three-pointers and things like that. And he doesn't get dogged for it, but yet Cam Newton gets really dogged for it. Is it because Cam Newton's black and that Steph Curry can get across as possibly being light-skinned or whiter than Cam Newton? Is this a color thing?
I don't think so. I never thought about it that way, I never gauged who was getting dogged for what. I mean, I think they're all pretty much show offs in sports these days. I don't think there are too many of them that kind of do things, you know, succeed gracefully out there. I think in football maybe it's a little less accepted than in basketball. I don't know. Maybe that's the culture. I mean, look what happened in baseball, right? You had a guy who had to pay the price for that bat flip last year in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. The shot heard around the world, huh? You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that guy wasn't – well, I guess, you know, he was a Latin. But, I mean, you know, being a hot dog is being a hot dog. And who are you pissing off on the other side? Well, this guy pissed off the wrong guy. You saw that. Does that guy look like he's been in a gym before, a boxing gym? Seriously.
No, but what I'm trying to say is it seems to me, and it has been in the past. I mean, I've seen it where fans tend to jump on African American or darker athletes from the other side or the other team than they do the lighter skinned African American athletes. I've seen that with Cubans, especially down there in Florida. You should know that the white Cubans get a lot more than the black Cubans do.
The white Cubans get a lot more of what?
A lot more. Look at how the wealth is spread out there in Florida. Come on.
How the wealth is spread?
As far as
the
Cuban nationals are concerned, Ted Cruz and his butt. Anyway, let's not get into that. Ted Cruz and his daddy, all that kind of good stuff.
No, let's not get into that. Cruz isn't Cuban, is he?
Yeah, he's Cuban.
Oh, all right.
His daddy was pictured his daddy was pictured with Oswald outside of Clay Shaw's joint down there in New Orleans, passing out those hands off Cuba. No. He was born in Canada, but after the assassination, him and his Cuban buddies, half of them split to Calgary. They went up to Calgary. The rest of them, like, went to New York and L.A. and things like that. So they sort of all split up after the Kennedy assassination. Ask Cruz. Right. That's why he won't talk about it. Now, Charlie, bottom line is, the Warriors, are they going to cover that tomorrow, 3.5 points? I think they will. The Warriors, when they've been pressed against the wall, man, they just responded wonderfully.
They hadn't lost back-to-back games this season, so it was expected that they might respond there. I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma City made this a ball game and won the game. And I'm not, you know, I have to again regard them as a team that is very much for real, because when you do those kinds of things on the road that they did, you know, the thing is, what I'm noticing is that they're starting to work these role players in a lot better. And by that, I mean, and role players, not necessarily guys coming off the bench, but guys in their own lineup. Because when you have two superstars like they do in the same starting lineup, yeah, everyone else is pretty much a role player. And so, you know, I think they have the ability to control the boards. I think they have through Westbrook has the ability to beat a team in other ways besides percentage shooting, and he's not a real good percentage shooter in these playoffs. Durant is pretty steady, you know, all the way around. But, I mean, I think they can play perhaps good enough defense. And I think perhaps they can get enough, of the control of those boards to give Golden State a really hard time coming home for this Game 3. I think the Warriors are in a battle.
Interesting. Now, before the break, I want to ask you this. We talk about overall odds. I think the Raiders are going to end up in Vegas. A few weeks ago, people dogged me on that. I got some bad email on that one, said I was crazy. The Raiders are going to Vegas, don't you think?
I had no idea.
Bet on it.
The NFL wouldn't want that to happen. But then again, I don't know how much you could really do to prevent a team from moving. And that was part of the whole Al Davis legacy.
When you've got owners like Robert Kraft saying he'd support it, I think that's going to happen. Charlie, all the best. We'll talk next week. Charles Jay, okay. plays by jay.com, Mr. Handicapper extraordinaire here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Tell him to kiss my butt.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The heavyweight title fight set to take place in Moscow today did not happen when Alexander Povetkin tested positive for a banned substance, according to the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association of Nevada. So He's off. And, of course, Deontay Wilder was supposed to defend that title. That did not happen. The bottom line is Deontay Wilder is probably on a collision course with Anthony Joshua, and Anthony Joshua, of course, is on a collision course with Tyson Fury. Should Tyson Fury get by Vladimir Klitschko on July 9th? Speaking of Tyson Fury, he is the world heavyweight champion. This is what he had to say about his upcoming match with Klitschko.
Tyson, your rematch with Vladimir Klitschko, is it going to be harder than the first time around?
I think so, yeah, because now I'm the champion. I've got a lot more pressure on me. Before, I was expected to lose, and there was no pressure. It was all, everything was a bonus. But now, they know I can win, and it's if I've done, do the right stuff in the next fight, really, to see how it goes.
Will you feel the pressure before this fight? Because as you say, no, let's be honest, none of us expected you to win out there.
Yeah. I won't feel the pressure, no, because it's just a boxing match, isn't it? If I was going to feel the pressure, I'd have felt it in front of 50,000 Germans in Dusseldorf, but I didn't. So I'm sure I'm not going to feel the pressure in front of 20,000 Brits.
What has Vladimir got to do different to possibly beat you?
He's got to knock me out this time. And he didn't manage to do it last time, but he nearly did. A couple of times, but he just didn't quite. But if he's going to be successful this time, he's going to knock me out.
How much of a relief is it for you to have home advantage?
It's good because I wasn't going to go back to Germany, no matter what. So it's very, 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 I'm very happy with the home advantage. You know, it's only due, isn't it? I went over there to the champion. He's got to come back to the champion. So what?
And you say you won't go there, but you won there last time on points.
Don't tempt fate twice. That's what I say. You get away with it once, don't do it again. It's like doing a bank robbery. If you get away with it once, don't go back for a second, the next day for a second robbery. God almighty.
If you'd had a choice, would you have fought a rematch or would you have gone somewhere else?
I'd have fought the rematch because it's the most money fight, basically, and he's the biggest name still. So a lot of people talk a good fight, but if I was a free agent ready to fight anybody, then there'd be a lot less talk because they know I'm in a contract to fight somebody else. They let the mouth go a bit. It's sort of like standing behind a lot of bars, a lot of prison guards or whatever, and then you're giving it the big one. But if you was there by yourself, you wouldn't really do that.
Also, I don't know how you feel. Your dad seems quite upset the respect you might have been given in the media. What's your thoughts on that?
To be honest, it is what it is. I'm a traveller. I'm never going to have the public's love. So I ain't really bothered, to be honest. I'm the outlaw. That's my role. That's what I do. I'm the entertainer. I'm the controversial character. Let them be the role models. You know, I ain't a role model. I ain't someone that you can learn to be. You either got it or you haven't.
When you say I haven't got the love, you don't think you'll get the love in Manchester when you fight Klitschko in front
really.
Of 20,000?
They probably all want me to get beat. I haven't got an hometown, like I said before. There is no hometown. Wherever I live's my hometown.
But you're still, you know, the British fighter who's beaten one of the best world champions in the last 50 years you've beaten.
Yeah, I'm still born and raised here. Lived here, been to school here, pay me tax here. But I'm an ethnic minority, so I've been told. I'm not British. I'm not English. I am something else, so why would I want to impress somebody that I'm not even a part of?
Do you feel there's too much of a love in them with Anthony Joshua?
No. He's the top bloke, isn't he? You know, former criminal, former drug dealer, former violent crimester, turned his life round, and he's become a champion boxer. What more could you want? Big, from London, knockout artist. You don't want someone like me who's never been in trouble in their life, do you? It's not a very good story, is it? So it is what it is.
Are you content now in life?
Happy days. I'm a millionaire. I'm young. I'm rich. Good looking. I've got a nice wife. I've got two kids and one on the way. God's on my side. Although I swear, I've not got a bad heart. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
How good has it been being world heavyweight champion, the number one?
Not changed a bit. Not changed as much as that finger. Nothing's changed. Live in the same house, drive the same car, got the same watch. This tracksuit was given to me. I've not had a free T-shirt since I've been world champion. Nothing.
But do you want that? Is that how you want it to continue?
I'm not bothered. It is as it is. I don't really care. They either love me or hate me, but still, you've got to beat me to get me out of the way. I'm one of them people who people just want to get out of the way and want to get smashed in, if you know what I mean.
You think people want you to get smashed in. Will it ever happen?
Well, it could do, because everyone can get smashed in, can't they? So if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't really concern me, to be honest. After I beat Klitschko, I said, I don't care what happens. I said, if I lose my next 10 fights, I don't really care. I've already done what I've got to do. You can ask me dad, my brothers, anybody. I'm not really motivated for the next fight. It is what it is. I don't really too care about it. I could retire on the flash of a button. I don't really care. I've done what I set out to do. All this is just a bonus, isn't it? More spending money, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. I don't really care for win, lose or draw, but I'm going to put a fight up. So that's what it is.
Do you think he could beat you then, Klitschko?
Could do. Anyone can beat anybody. You've got to just land a good punch and it's over, isn't it?
Oh, Tyson Fury telling it like this, the world heavyweight champion, set to take on the former heavyweight champion, Vladimir Klitschko, in July on HBO. Bellator 155, switching gears, talking MMA, of course. Speaking of Bellator, their CEO, their president, Scott Coker, will be on Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But Saturday night, Rafael Carvalho controversially retained the world middleweight title, 185-pound championship, over Melvin Manhoff. I thought Manhoff might have won that fight. The bottom line is it caused a lot of controversy. And Rafael Carvalho is not the superstar people thought he was. In fact, if they told him he was a superstar, they were lying to him, because the bottom line is he may be 6'3", 185 pounds, looking like John Jones, but leaner at middleweight. But he can't punch, he can't box, he doesn't have the killer instinct. The bottom line is, this is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. Follow them on Facebook or check them out, WBOboxing.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the West Coast, Left Coast, live from San Francisco. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Coming back after the break with Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, the birthday boy.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's a jolly good fellow, when nobody can hear.
Okay, I get dogged for not covering the National Hockey League. Nobody cares! God Cuddy cares. St. Louis, of course, even the series with the West Finals with the San Jose Sharks with a 6-3 win today. They are tied 2-2 in the West Finals. As far as the East Finals are concerned, they hook it up on Sunday. Tampa Bay Tampa Bay is going to Pittsburgh, and it is game four as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcaster. And one more note before I go to my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez. Jordan Spieth shot a 67 yesterday and going to the final round of the AT&T Byron Nelson Classic. He is two back of Brooks Koepka. Of course, we'll talk about the 2016 Masters choke. Dominic, the choke of the year still belongs to Mr. Jordan Spieth.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely does. There's no way that it doesn't at this point. And it might take a bit of work to get upended from that.
Is there a replacement for Marshawn Lynch up there in Seattle? Marshawn's retired. I understand he's not even going to the Seminary Coffee Shop because they closed that place over there in Oakland. So is he done?
Oh, yeah. Marshawn, I'm pretty sure he retired already.
I know guys retire all the time, okay? Then I heard he wasn't serious. Zach, you're the one that told me about a month and a half ago that you heard he was working out, didn't you? And he wasn't seriously retired. Were you the one that told me that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard those rumors. I don't know if he's just going to retire and wait out the end of his contract and then try to come back or something. But I don't know. I kind of think that he seems like the type of guy that might just stay retired.
He does whatever he wants. I mean, the guy maps his own chart. He's sort of like Columbus in the NFL. What was his famous line there at the press conference, Dominic?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm only here because I won't get fined. So they've got a guy up there in Seattle. I think it's going to try to make a move as far as he's concerned. How does Seattle look as far as the season's concerned? What do you think of Seattle Seahawks this year, Dominic?
I think the Seahawks are going to be just fine. Like I was saying, Thomas Rawls had a very good rookie year last year while Lynch was injured. Rawls ended up, I think, injuring his ankle in some capacity.
Is that the Heisman Trophy winner out of Alabama?
Was Thomas Rawls? No.
Don't they have a Heisman Trophy winner up there in Seattle in the backfield?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Wrong. My mental fart. Go on.
So he looked explosive. He had multiple 100-yard games last year in Lynch's absence. So I think they'll be okay with y'all with the running game.
Zach, is L.A. getting hot and ready for the Rams or what? I mean, are you feeling it? Are people starting to talk about it? Is it in the newspaper every day? Like, are they laying bricks yet for the new stadium? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. People are definitely excited. I heard that they pre-sold, like, tens of thousands of season tickets. So, and that was just to reserve season tickets. That wasn't even the season tickets themselves yet. So just to get on the list to buy season tickets, that many people have put down money.
Dominic, the Chargers are saying that they went after Joey Bosa, that was their number one guy. They didn't want anybody else. He was their dream pick. Are they saying that because they ended up with him, or are they saying that because they mean it?
I think they're definitely saying it because they mean it. They had the third pick. So outside of the two quarterbacks, which they didn't need because they have Phillip Rivers, they had their pick of literally any player, and they clearly obviously liked Joey Bosa a ton because they went and got him.
Sam Bradford, Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. Who's going to start this year, Dominic?
Sam Bradford's going to be the starter this year unless they somehow manage to move him.
And what about if Sam Bradford gets hurt, Zach?
Well, then they'll bring in Carson Wentz. I think you mean when Sam Bradford gets hurt, though.
Is that what it is we're waiting for? When? Is he that fragile?
I think so. I mean, he's been injured almost every year that he's played, so it's not too much of a stretch to make.
And, of course, the number one pick of the Dallas Cowboys, of course, we'll talk about the Ezekiel Elliott out of Ohio State. Man, the Cowboys, they say they're ecstatic with this pick. They say it's the best pick they've had in a long time. They're really happy with this top pick. Are they saying that because they got Ezekiel Elliott number three, or are they saying that because they mean it, Dominic?
That's another one where they mean it. They had the fourth pick right behind the Chargers, so Joey Bosa was off the board. They had their pick of almost any guy. And, you know, losing DeMarco Murray, they didn't want to admit it, but it was a huge deal for the Cowboys last year. They desperately needed a running back, and I think Ezekiel Elliott has the potential to be one of the, I don't want to say all-time greats, but definitely a Pro Bowl caliber running back.
Johnny Taco here in the Sports Byline Studios. Go back to Dominic Jimenez. Dominic, tell me something I don't know.
Jason Day has to be the favorite heading into the U.S. Open next month. Jason Day has won 7 of his last, I believe, 12 tournaments after winning the Players' Championship last week. I know all the talk right now is about Jordan Spieth, but Jason Day, the guy who at one point was his mom was cutting grass with a knife in their front lawn. He's one of the great stories in sports that I don't think everybody necessarily knows about because he's a golfer. But Jason Day is on an absolute roll right now. I'm going to say it now. He's my favorite to win the U.S. Open next month.
Okay, back to football. You dogged Mark Sanchez and the Denver Broncos, but yet Denver went to the Super Bowl with a guy with a noodle arm and the guy couldn't move around, this kind of stuff. Mark Sanchez is at least capable athletically. Why can't he carry this team to another title with that defense wrapped around him?
Mark Sanchez is not the cerebral threat that Peyton Manning is. Peyton Manning, when he comes up to the line of scrimmage, he gives himself 20-plus seconds to make any audibles, line changes, hot routes. I don't think Mark Sanchez is even close to being in the same neighborhood as Peyton Manning there in terms of the ability in that manner. So while his physical skill set might be better than Peyton's was last year, I just Mark Sanchez is not a guy who has a winning track record. I think he might be good enough to get them into the playoffs because that defense is absolutely stellar, but they're definitely not winning another championship next year.
Zach, you can keep the Polaroids of the current day Bruce Jenner. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, you may have heard of Jason Mayhem Miller. He was a former UFC fighter, former Strikeforce fighter,
yep.
And he was going to compete in a promotion called Venator. Well, the fight didn't exactly come off because he missed weight by 24 pounds, which is the most that I've heard somebody miss weight by.
Yeah, that's got to be a record, no doubt about it. So, Dom, Warriors going to cover tomorrow. Warriors going to roll over this series. They won't lose any more games against Oklahoma City, will they?
No, they definitely will lose at least one more game.
Really?
Absolutely. It's the Oklahoma City with Westbrook and Durant. They're just too good to, you know, drop 3 in a row like that. I think the series goes 6 games.
I want you guys to think about this for next week. What makes a home court the home court? I mean, I don't know what it is, folks. When I went in another guy's hometowns to fight, I never felt the pressure or anything like that. I always felt pressure fighting at home. But why is it people go to like the old Boston Garden and feel like this magic and this and that? What is the magic, the allure of being the home team? We'll talk about that next week right here on Johnny Talking His All-Stars. Speaking of All-Stars, happy birthday, Dominic.
Thank you. The new Bugatti, I must say, is quite exquisite.
What?
I woke up this morning kind of like Ace Hood. I know Zach knows my reference there. I woke up and I had a new Bugatti.
Oh, my God. Zach, take it away. Have a good weekend, my brother.
Yeah, you have a great weekend, too. Always a pleasure.
How do you close it off when the guy's got like a $1 million car and we're driving buckets of bolts? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Feeling humbled as I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Thanks so much to the man pulling the strings in the other room. I'm talking about the incomparable Scott Cuddy. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco is All-Stars live from the West Coast.